B-Pod Studios.
All right, so earlier this year, Kanye West was supposed to be on the Joe Rogan podcast, but I don't know what happened. They didn't end up doing it.
Well, Kanye's also had, you know, some health issues, and, you know, I remember he was hospitalized for a little bit.
I don't even know. Well, who knows? So many things
happened.
And then
COVID happened. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so he finally got a chance to be on Joe's podcast, and what was it, 3 hours long? I think Rogan asked 4 questions in those 3 hours. Kanye talked for the rest of the time, and I can't say for sure that he actually answered any of the questions that were asked, because he just... This is when you know when somebody's crazy. When they ramble, nobody interrupts them, but yet they can't finish a thought. Like, he was detouring himself.
By the time he was done talking, you didn't even remember what question was asked.
No.
Because he was on to like 15 other topics before he was done. And it was just, it was so, I listened to about 2 hours of it, believe it or not. I just had it on in the background.
What?
Yeah. Well, it was Saturday. It was like, forget what I was doing, but I literally had it on in the background and I was trying to pay attention to it. And I'm like, you know what? I need a translator to understand what he's saying, and he's speaking English. So it was bizarre.
Even in the background.
Yo, his craziness is next level. So it's almost like whenever I talk to my mother, I always say this. I'm like, you know, my mother has a way of going off on 50 detours before answering your question. So I'll call her up and be like, Mom, when I was over there the other day, I think I left my keys on the counter. Can you go check? All right. Well, I mean, I know yesterday I got up in the morning, and when I went to brush my teeth, I left the light on in the bathroom, and then I realized I had to buy some more toothpaste. And then I'm like, what?
What about my keys?
Yeah, like, what the hell does that have to do with my keys? But that's not, at least her detours make sense. So we're going to play a game now, because Kanye's don't. It's called Kanye West Tap Out. So here's the game. I'm just going to, you can't tap out before he talks, Pebbles. Oh, I'm going to play a clip of Kanye West on the podcast and see how long you can last listening before you're like, I got to get out of here because I don't know what the hell he's saying. I'm just done.
Okay.
All right.
This will be fun.
I couldn't even tell you what the question was here that was asked. It's just basically Kanye saying words that are floating around in his head. It's the best way to describe it. All right. So we're all playing. So if you want to tap out, Pebbles, you say Pebbles. Okay. I'm out. You get tapped too. Melissa?
Yes, I got you.
You say Melissa.
Yes.
I'm out. You tap out. Leroy, you say Sexual Chocolate, and I will say Ramiro.
Damn.
Here we go.
Kurzweil. He created the keyboard Kurzweil.
Pebbles lasted 0.50 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try again.
Kurzweil. He created the keyboard Kurzweil. He'd share little bits and pieces. I remember Ray Kurzweil talking about the ability for us to have a utopia, but us being led by the least noble and the most greedy.
Sexual chocolate.
But if someone or when someone gets in a position of leadership that is in service to God and in service to people, period, but immediately, the American people.
Melissa, there's no way you're understanding what he's saying.
I'm saying,
right,
like, man, no one outside of our country should be
able
to see these debates.
Keep
this is family business right here. This is only for America to see. We can't let anyone outside the country see it. But to be in service. So I stepped away already from my rap career for a year and served God every week, sometimes twice.
Pebbles, you want to tap out again?
Never miss a Sunday until COVID. And
it's like Charlie Brown,
and this is
teacher.
The thing, there are people inside of the church stealing, what? Doing different things, trying to just take them away. And
how about
God
another
still
game?
Provided a way
we
for
hear
us to keep
Kanye
that
talk, and you try to
afloat.
Guess what question was asked.
We never missed
what question do you think was asked?
A service.
Yeah.
And then one
saying?
Of my pastors,
I'm
Pastor
Ramiro.
Adam.
I'm out. He's
Melissa.
You won.
Is it a win, though?
Yeah.
Is it a win?
Melissa has the ability to tune out. She does that when we talk to her.
Well, no. I honest to God, I want to understand what he's saying.
You can't.
He did say a couple things that I felt like, you know, I kind of agree with. One of the things he said that I thought was interesting was anytime we have presidential debates, they should be closed off from every other country because it's family business.
Yeah,
I believe that 100% because I don't want any other country to know how crazy we are here.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can get with that. Let's do the debates. Just only He's Americans insane. Can watch it.
He just, he believes that he, I'll give you a quick synopsis. In 2015, he was taking a shower and God came to him and said, you need to run for the leader of the free world.
Yes.
And Kanye laughed and said, I'm going to do it. That's how he first got his motivation. In the shower when God spoke to him and made him giggle. Now, if you saw that happening from the outside, you'd be like, that gentleman laughing in the shower saying that God just spoke to him is an insane person. But because it's Kanye West, it's okay. He's crazy.
He sort of lost me when he started talking about fluoride and toothpaste. Something being like God's talking to you or something.
Yeah.
He made some sort of comment talking about fluoride and toothpaste being a chemical, but like God is somehow
connected to the chemical.
And that's how he speaks to you. Again, I was probably half listening at that point.
So he brushes his teeth in a certain way that connects with God?
I don't know. And then he was talking about, remember when he went away and they were giving him, trying to give him meds because they considered him bipolar.
Yes.
So he said the doctors were trying to force him to take this medication that told him he was going to gain weight.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, I don't want to take that medication if it's going to make me gain weight. They said, okay, well, we have another medication that won't make you gain weight. And he's like, well, why didn't you offer me that one in the first place? He's like, they want me to be ugly. I was like, oh, what? Yeah.
Oh, God. I think bizarre. I'm going crazy because that actually makes sense to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.